News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning broadcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A multi-agency rescue operation was underway in Uttarakhand's Chamoli region that was hit by a massive flood triggered by a glacier burst at Joshimath. The Indian Air Force and the Army swung into action, with the latter deploying around 400 personnel in rescue work, besides sending two medical teams to affected areas. The IF said all its specialized personnel who were airlifted from Delhi have reached Dehradun. The airlifting of these personnel from Dehradun onwards to the affected areas will start at 6:45 a.m., said IFPRO Wing Commander Indranil Nandi. At least 12 workers trapped in a tunnel near Tapovan Dam were rescued by personnel of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police on Sunday evening after a part of the Nanda Devi Glacier broke off earlier in the day, leading to a massive flood in the Dhauli Ganga River and causing large-scale devastation in the upper reaches of the ecologically fragile Himalayas. Over 170 labourers, 148 of them employed at the NTPC plant and 22 at Rishi Ganga, are said to be missing, a spokesperson said, while quoting the project in charge. 10 bodies have been found so far, ITBP spokesperson Vivek Pandey said. As many as 5 PWD bridges were washed away, while 30 people are feared trapped. The massive flood came as a grim reminder of the Kedarnath deluge of 2013, which led to widespread devastation in the ecologically fragile Himalayan region. A devastating natural disaster in the form of torrential rains of unseen magnitude had struck Kedarnath on 16 and 17 June in 2013. The banks of the Cholabari Lake in Kedarnath had collapsed due to a cloudburst that had resulted in a major flash flood, causing widespread destruction in Uttarakhand and led to heavy losses to infrastructure, agricultural lands, human and animal lives. However, unlike the Kedarnath tragedy, which struck after a downpour, the flash flood on Sunday occurred on a bright and sunny morning, which helped in relief and rescue operations by police, State Disaster Response Force, National Disaster Response Force and ITBP personnel in the affected areas. An engineering task force of the Army was also deployed at Ringi village in Joshimath, and a control room has been set up in the area, officials said. Scientists with specialized equipment will also be taken to the areas for aerial reconnaissance. We will ensure that maximum bases are available to support the operations, Indian Air Force PRO Wing Commander Indranil Nandi said. Uttarakhand DGP Ashok Kumar said rescue work at the NTPC's 900-meter-long Tapovan Tunnel had to be halted due to rise in water level. A power project was swept away completely, said State Director General of Police Ashok Kumar, while describing the situation as under control. Homes along the way were also swept away as the waters rushed down the mountain sides in a raging torrent. There were fears of damage in human settlements downstream, including in heavily populated areas. Many villages were evacuated and people were taken to safer areas. Connectivity with some border posts was totally restricted due to a bridge collapsing near Ringi village, an ITBP spokesperson said. Several leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Ramnath Kovind, prayed for the safety of the victims. The crime branch of the Delhi police on Sunday arrested one Sukhdev Singh, who is an accused in the violence that was unleashed in the national capital on Republic Day during a tractor parade organized by farmer unions, protesting against the 3 newly enacted agri-sector laws. Singh was arrested from Chandigarh. Police had earlier announced an award of Rs 50,000 on his arrest. According to police, he was leading the mob at the Red Fort. The Delhi police had also announced a cash reward of Rs 1 lakh each for information leading to the arrest of Deep Sidhu Jugraj Singh, Gurjot Singh and Gurjant Singh, and Rs 50,000 each for arrest of Jajbir Singh, Bhuta Singh and Iqbal Singh for their alleged involvement in the Republic Day violence. With the latest arrest, the total number of related arrests has now reached 127. Earlier, three persons identified as Harpreet Singh, 32, Harjeet Singh, 48, and Dharminder Singh, 55, all residents of Delhi, were arrested in connection with the violence. On the basis of CCTV footage and mobile recording grabs, the police is now tracing other accused involved in the violence. As many as 153 police personnel were injured, with two of them in ICU, after rioters broke barriers to storm the national capital on January 26 to highlight their demands as they fought with police, overturned vehicles and hoisted a religious flag from the ramparts of the Red Fort. Clashes broke out at multiple places, leading to violence in well-known landmarks of Delhi and its suburbs amid waves of violence that ebbed and flowed through the day. A protester died after his tractor overturned near ITO, one of the major flashpoints of trouble. In a statement, police said protesting farmers violated the conditions agreed on for their tractor parade. Police have registered several FIRs in connection with the violence and detained at least 200 people. Donald Trump's defenders in the Senate on Sunday rallied around the former president before his impeachment trial, dismissing it as a waste of time and arguing that the former president's fiery speech before the U.S. Capitol insurrection does not make him responsible for the violence of January 6. If being held accountable means being impeached by the House and being convicted by the Senate, the answer to that is no, said Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi, making clear his belief that Trump should and will be acquitted. Asked if Congress could consider other punishments such as censure, Wicker said the Democratic-led House had that option earlier, but rejected it in favor of impeaching him. That ship has sailed, he said. The Senate is set to launch the impeachment trial on Tuesday to consider the charge that Trump's fighting words to protesters at a Capitol rally, as well as weeks of falsehoods about a stolen and rigged presidential election, provoked a mob to storm the Capitol. Five people died as a result of the melee, including a police officer. Many senators, including Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, immediately denounced the violence and pointed a finger of blame at Trump. Following the riot, Wicker said Americans will not stand for this kind of attack on the rule of law, and without naming names, said we must prosecute those who undermine democracy. But with Trump now gone from the presidency, Republicans have shown little political appetite to take further action, such as an impeachment conviction that would lead to barring him from running for future office. Those partisan divisions appear to be hardening ahead of Trump's trial, a sign of his continuing grip on the GOP. On Sunday, Wicker described Trump's impeachment trial as a meaningless messaging partisan exercise. When asked if Trump's conduct should be more deserving of impeachment than President Bill Clinton's, whom Wicker voted to impeach, he said, I'm not conceding that the President Trump incited an insurrection. Clinton's impeachment in 1998 was sparked by his false denial in a deposition of a sexual relationship with a White House intern. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky dismissed Trump's trial as a farce with zero chance of conviction, describing Trump's words to protesters to fight like hell as Congress was voting to ratify Joe Biden's presidential victory as figurative speech. If we are going to criminalize speech and somehow impeach everybody who says, go fight to hear your voices heard, I mean really we ought to impeach Chuck Schumer then, Paul said, referring to the now Democratic Senate Majority Leader and his criticisms of Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. He went to the Supreme Court, stood in front of the Supreme Court and said specifically, Hey Gorsuch, hey Kavanaugh, you have unleashed a whirlwind and you're going to pay the price. Kyle Mayers made an unbeaten 200 on his test debut to help West Indies snatch an extraordinary 3-wicket victory over Bangladesh in the first test on Sunday. Hosts Bangladesh declared their second innings on 223 for 8, setting West Indies a daunting victory target of 395 in Chattogram, and the touring side completed the fifth highest successful run chase in Test history. Mares added 216 runs, with Nkrumah Bonner 86 to turn the match on its head, and took a single off spinner Naeem Hassan to seal a fairy tale victory for a second string West Indies side led by Craig Brathwaite. Mares, a 28-year-old left-handed batsman from Barbados, remained unbeaten on 210, including 24s and 7 sixes, and became only the sixth player to score a double hundred in the fourth innings of a test. It is a great feeling to be playing test cricket, Mares, who averages about 29 in first-class cricket, said after collecting the Man of the Match award. Then to go on and score a century, and then to make it a double, and then going on to win this test. A guy making his debut and making a double should inspire all youngsters to work hard and reach this level, he said. West Indies sent a weakened squad to Bangladesh after several players, including Test captain Jason Holder, opted out of the tour, citing pandemic concerns. 59 for 3, West Indies looked in trouble, but Brathwaite said he never lost belief. We knew it was an open game, we trusted our plans, and Bonner and Mares showed that they can stick to the plans and make it work, he said. Bangladesh captain Mominul Haq admitted the hosts did not bowl well on a final day track. We didn't create enough chances and our bowlers didn't bowl enough in the right areas, Mominul said. But all credit goes to Bonner and Mares, who batted really well, he said. The second and final test starts in Dhaka on Thursday. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.